Chapter 5. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. The Syrians had gone out in bands, and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maiden, and she waited on Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "Would that my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria. Then he would cure him of his leprosy." One went in and told his lord, saying, "Thus and thus said the maiden who is of the land of Israel." The king of Syria said, "Go, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." He departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, and 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. He brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, "Now when this letter is come to you, behold, I have sent Naaman my servant to you, that you may cure him of his leprosy." It happened, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God, to kill and to make alive, that this man does send to me to heal the man of his leprosy? But consider, I pray you, and see how he seeks a quarrel against me." It happened, when Elisha the man of God heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariots, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall come again to you, and you shall be clean." But Naaman was angry, and went away, and said, "Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand, and call on the name of the Lord his God, and wave his hand over the place and heal the leper. Aren't Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel, that I may not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. His servants came near and spoke to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, wouldn't you have done it? How much more then when he says to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" Then he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. He returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him, and he said, "See now, I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now therefore please take a present from your servant." But he said, "As the Lord lives, before whom I stand, I will receive nothing." He urged him to take it, but he refused. Naaman said, "If not, please then let there be given to your servant 2 mules burden of earth, for your servant will from now on offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice to any other gods, but to the Lord. In this thing may the Lord pardon your servant, when my master goes into the house of Rimmon to worship there, and he leans on my hand, and I bow myself in the house of Rimmon. When I bow myself in the house of Rimmon, O Lord, please pardon your servant in this thing." He said to him, "Go in peace." So he departed from him a short distance. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, "Behold, my master has spared this Naaman the Syrian, and not receiving from his hands that which he brought. As the Lord lives, I will run after him and take something from him." So Gehazi followed after Naaman. When Naaman saw one running after him, he alighted from the chariot to meet him and said, "Is all well?" He said, "All is well. My master has sent me, saying, 'Behold, even now there are come to me from the hill country of Ephraim 2 young men of the sons of the prophets. Please give them 1 talent of silver and 2 changes of clothing.'" Naaman said, "Be pleased to take 2 talents. He urged him and bound 2 talents of silver in 2 bags with 2 changes of clothing, and laid them on 2 of his servants, and they bore them before him. When he came to the hill, he took them from their hand and put them in his house, and he let the men go, and they departed. But he went in and stood before his master. Elisha said to him, "Where are you coming from, Gehazi?" He answered, "Your servant went nowhere." He said to him, "Didn't my heart go with you when the man turned from his chariot to meet you? Is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive groves and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? The leprosy, therefore, of Naaman shall cleave to you and to your seed forever. He went out from his presence a leper as white as snow.